Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to you on this Friday. Thanks for joining us here at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. We are in the sixth week of a 10-week series by Derek Prince that's called Laying the Foundations, and man, has Derek been doing that. This week, he's talking to us about immersion in the Holy Spirit, which is actually a topic that relates to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So today, Derek's going to talk to us about some very practical things, in fact, seven basic requirements for receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Man, you want to take notes, listen, and apply this to your life. Let's hear.
I'd like to read Jeremiah, because after all, he was a respectable prophet. He wrote a long lot of the Bible. I mean, more almost than anybody else. Jeremiah 23, verse 9, says this: "My heart within me is broken because of the prophets, the false prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine has overcome, because of the Lord and because of his holy words." That was Jeremiah's reaction to the holiness of the Lord. He said, "All my bones shake." You can't have your bones shake without your body shaking. That's impossible. He said, "I'm like a drunken man because of the holiness of the Lord." Have you ever sensed the holiness of the Lord in such a way that it impacts your physical body? See, we're living on very low rations, most of us. The apostles, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came and they were all very dignified. No, just the opposite. They behaved in a very strange, undignified way. They were all speaking together in languages they hadn't heard. And you know what the unbelievers said? "They're drunk." Have they ever said that about you when you walked out of church? John the Apostle encountered Jesus in a vision, and he fell at his feet as one dead. There was a power that overwhelmed him. I won't go on to the others because I want to come to the vital part now of this. Time is running out on me, as it usually does. Seven requirements for receiving, and I'm going to give them very briefly. Number one, repent. Acts 2:38, repent, be baptized. Number two, be baptized. Be baptized and you'll receive the Holy Spirit. Number three, be thirsty. Jesus said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Number four, you've got to come to Jesus. There's only one baptizer in the Holy Spirit. If you want the baptism, you have to come to the baptizer. Number five, you have to ask. Jesus said, "If you, being evil now, are to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" A lot of Christians say, "Well, if God wants me to have the Holy Spirit, I guess he'll give it to me. I don't need to ask." Well, Jesus said, "You do need to ask." He said, "Your heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask." And then you have to receive. And receiving is compared to drinking. And finally, and this is the difficult thing for some people, you have to yield the unruly member of your body, the member which you cannot control, the tongue. The control of the tongue by the Holy Spirit is God's evidence that he's come in to take control. And you know, in the Bible, the tongue is called "my glory." This doesn't come out in all translations. But in Acts 16, the psalmist said, "I will praise God with my glory." And Peter quoted that in Acts 2:26, and he said, "I will praise God with my tongue." Your tongue is your glory. Did you know that? You know why you've been given a tongue? For one supreme purpose: to glorify God. And any use of the tongue that doesn't glorify God is a misuse. But when the Holy Spirit comes and takes control of your tongue, everything you say and do will glorify God. That's the first time you'll really be using your tongue for the purpose for which God gave you a tongue in your mouth. All right, now we've come to the end of my little explanation, but there are some of you here undoubtedly who are thirsty. At least I hope there are. I want to tell you very simply how you can receive this experience here tonight. I want to read the words of Jesus in John chapter 7. He said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes on me, as the scripture said, out of his heart, out of his belly, the scripture says, will flow rivers of living water. But this he spake concerning the Spirit, who those believing on him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." It could not be given until Jesus was glorified. But when he was at the Father's right hand, he poured out the Holy Spirit. Now, these are the simple conditions. There are some conditions you should have met, but you may not. You may not have been baptized. You may not have asked. I wasn't baptized. I didn't even know about being baptized. I didn't ask, but God filled me with the Holy Spirit. Had this strange sensation in my belly, and I knew it was my belly, and I thought, what is this? And the phrase came to me, my mind, speaking with other tongues. And I thought, what's this got to do with speaking with other tongues? Then I said out loud to God in an empty room, God, if you want me to speak with tongues, I'm ready to do it. And this thing moved up through my chest and into my throat, and my tongue started to move, and I wasn't controlling it. And the next thing I discovered, I was speaking a language like Chinese. I hadn't asked, and I hadn't been baptized. Later, believe me, I was baptized in water. But there are certain basic conditions. If anyone thirsts, Jesus said, let him come to me and drink. And then out of his belly will flow the rivers. Marvelous transformation. You come as a thirsty person and you become a channel of rivers of water. What does that? The baptism in the Holy Spirit. What do you have to do? Very simple. You have to come to Jesus. Only one baptizer, come to the baptizer to receive the baptism. You have to drink. Now this is where religious people have a problem. It's too simple. No one ever drank with a mouth closed. And no one ever received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with a mouth closed. You drink by opening your mouth and taking in something. You're not taking in water, you're taking in the supernatural power of God. And after the drinking, there's the overflow. You remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And this is where you have to have faith, because the Holy Spirit is not going to do the speaking for you. You have to speak as the Holy Spirit gives you words. This is a step of faith. But without faith, it's impossible to please God.
More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Do you thirst for a closer encounter with God? In his book, Immersion in the Spirit, Derek Prince reveals the truth about baptism in the Holy Spirit. In it, you'll discover that Jesus is the baptizer and that the baptism in the Holy Spirit is both a seal and a down payment. With it, you'll better understand how the Holy Spirit comes to us and why the Holy Spirit was given to us. To thank you for listening, we want to send you a copy of Immersion in the Spirit, absolutely free and postage paid. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Thirsty? Prepare to drink deeply. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Or visit online at derekprince.org.
Now I'm prepared to lead anybody here or any people here in a simple prayer here tonight. If you want to receive this wonderful supernatural experience, we're just suggesting to you that you need what the apostles needed, what the early church needs. Now listen, you've come not to Brother Prince. I am not the baptizer. You've come to Jesus. But I will give you a very simple prayer that you can pray by which you present yourself to Jesus as a candidate for the baptism. You come to him, you ask, and then you drink. Now this is the point where religion makes it difficult, because you've got to do something simple, practical, that looks silly. You've got to open your mouth and begin to drink in the Holy Spirit. It's not water, but it's the Spirit of God that you drink in. And after a little while, and for some people it's very quickly, that little mouthful that you take turns into a river, and it starts to flow out through you, through your mouth. And how does it come out? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And when your mouth speaks from your heart, you know what? Your heart is overflowing. You can't see inside your heart. You don't know when it's filled. But when you get the overflow, you know it must be full, because it wouldn't overflow. So now let me say this, and I'll lead you in this prayer. And remember this crucial step. You drink, and then at a certain point, you begin to speak in faith. But remember, if you're a child of God, and I want to emphasize that, if you ask for bread, he'll never give you a stone. If you ask for the Holy Spirit is what you get. Now I'm going to lead you in a prayer by which you come to Jesus. And I'm going to lead you to confess your faith in Jesus as your Savior. Because if you've never been saved, you can be saved right now as you do that. And then you qualify to receive the Holy Spirit. When you say amen at the end of this prayer, don't pray anymore. You don't receive the Holy Spirit by praying, you receive the Holy Spirit by drinking. A lot of people pray themselves right out of it. Because when you're speaking in your own language, you cannot speak another language. You have to stop speaking English and begin to speak the new language. So I'll lead you in this very simple prayer. Please remember, you're not praying to me. I'm just giving you the words with which you can come to Jesus. And when you've said amen, what do you do next? You begin to drink. Okay? So this is it. No, I want you to say these words after me. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you are the Son of God and the only way to God, that you died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. I confess any sins I've committed, and I trust you to forgive me and to cleanse me in your precious blood. And I thank you for doing this. And now, Lord Jesus, I come to you as my baptizer in the Holy Spirit. I open myself up to you, and I begin to drink of your Spirit that you are already pouring out on me. And I trust you, Lord, to give me the overflow. In faith, I thank you for this now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now begin to drink and just yield your tongue. Begin to speak. You don't have to shout, but you need to speak just clearly enough to know you've said it. That's right. Several of you are already speaking. Give it just a little voice. Most of the people around me, I think, are already speaking. Now just take time to enjoy the Lord. Forget your problems. Forget your questions and just let yourself go. Release yourself to the Lord through this experience. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's right. If you get a little excited, we'll understand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, to hear this teaching and to not do this teaching, to not ask the Lord for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or to not gather some people who are familiar with the baptism of the Holy Spirit around you to lay hands on you and help you receive this gift, it would just be a tragedy. So be sure you dive in and do what Derek is talking about. And you can listen to these teachings as often as you want to at derekprince.org and really get the truth of God's Word into your soul. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
For more information about anything heard on today's program, give us a call at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Visit us securely online at derekprince.org.